Jonathan Taylor got his extension this week, announced in the middle of training camp. Stampede Blues headline carried the news, and the Colts' own site posted reaction videos, including Shane Steichen talking about Jonathan Taylor's impact and teammates reacting to the contract. One honest caveat before anything else: the terms and the exact date have not been confirmed in the reporting we could verify, so this stays a headline-level fact for now. But the direction is not ambiguous. Indianapolis committed to its bell cow in August. Back in June, our read on Taylor came down to one distinction. The workload was the part of his profile worth believing in. The most carries in football. A receiving role quietly growing to a career-high 46 catches, and nobody behind him competing for the job. The touchdowns were the rented part. 18 rushing scores led the league, and 18 is the kind of number history hands back. Taylor is the only back this decade with two 18-touchdown seasons, and the year after the first one, the scoring tide went out. Our line then was that the role was the bet and the scores were the risk. This week spoke to the first half of that read. A contract extension is the strongest statement a team can make about a role, and it arrived while the same headline described the backfield duo as on fire in the lone night practice. Though that article's body was not accessible, so treat the phrase as color rather than evidence. On the field, the week was intentionally quiet. Taylor did not appear in Thursday's 13-13 preseason tie at New England, and per Colts.com, only two projected starters played in that game at all, which is exactly how a team handles a back it just paid. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The role was the bet, and the franchise doubled it. Nothing this week touched the touchdown question, because nothing in August can. That answer lives at the goal line in September. Two things for next week. Confirmation of the extension terms, because headline-level news deserves a real number, and whether Taylor takes any snaps against Atlanta on August 22 or gets the full bubble wrap. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.